It is time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We are pleased to have with us right now Carly Goodwin. She's a junior over at Sigourney High School. She's a pitcher on the Savage softball team. If you know the success they've had the last couple of years, you know that probably means she's pretty good. Well, that's been bared out by how she's played so far this season. Not only is she 7-0 with an ERA of less than 1, but she's only given up 12 total hits. She hasn't walked a batter yet this season. She's piled up close to 90 strikeouts already, and she has not one, but two perfect games already under her belt, where she had 17 strikeouts in both of them. She's coming off another four perfect innings and a win on Monday night. Carly, you've obviously had a lot of success the first couple years you've been at Sigourney, but how much do you feel like you right now are maybe as good as you've ever been from a pitching standpoint?
This year has been really well so far. I think the reason why my success is starting to show more and more this year is in the off season, I kind of focused as hard as I ever have before. I changed some of my mechanics, so that takes just drill work, and then eventually taking that over into the game setting. It's not as easy as it seems to be, but it's really shown that it has helped. And my teammates, actually, we've been scoring a lot of runs in the first couple innings, so that's nice to be able to kind of relax out on the mound. And my catcher, Josephine, she's actually a pitcher too, so it's kind of nice. We get to call our own pitches, and we just kind of get each other, she knows what I want to throw at certain times, and so that's really helped too.
You bring up your team, which is currently ranked 5th in the state. You guys had a very good season last year. How much do you feel like being around players like Josephine and even some of the new players like Kenzie Vandenhoevel, it makes you better every day?
Yeah, it does. We push each other at practice every day. We're all friends. Our team is actually really, really close. And if you came to one of the practices, you'd be able to see that we hold each other accountable. You know what I mean? It's pretty strict business at practice. People aren't really goofing around. And if they are, it's not just the upperclassmen that have to get them in check. It's the underclassmen too. It's coming from a whole team. And I think our team chemistry is really good right now. We're playing very well together.
Talking with Carly Goodwin, Sigourney Savage's softball pitcher. She's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Had you had a perfect game before this season?
Yes, I had a couple last year and then a few when I was younger, but...
Well, that first one, I know kind of, it had a little extra significance to it. That was your grandpa's birthday, right?
Yes, it was.
I'm sure that was a fun celebration afterwards.
Yeah, he is probably one of my biggest supporters. Him and my grandma, they try to come out to every single game, and I know he just loves watching me play. And so after the game, it was kind of emotional going over to him, give him that after-game hug. He was pretty proud.
I would imagine. You came back 4 days later for that second one against Iowa Valley. What do you feel like was specifically maybe working for you this that last week of May?
I pitch better when it's warmer, honestly. So the warmer weather kind of, it gets me feeling in a groove. I feel like I'm constantly staying warm. And, at the end of the May, my rise ball has actually been working really well. And when I can get ahead in the count, throw that, get their eye level moving super high, hopefully get them to chase a little bit. And then I can throw the low outside changeup. It's been pretty good. It's been working pretty good. So, just kind of getting the batter's eyes moving, keeping them off balance, and that seems to be working right now.
Carly Goodwin of Sigourney Savage's softball is our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. She's chatting with us about her 7-0 start to the season, only two runs allowed on 12 hits in just over 40 innings pitch. As you look at the changes that you have kind of made, you've been talking about the mechanic tweaks. What is the one that really jumps out to you that makes you feel like, even here early in the season, I'm going to have a chance to be even better than I've been in the past?
I've actually focused a lot on my lower half. In previous years, I kind of got pretty lucky. I didn't really use my legs like I should be, and all my stuff was just coming from my upper body. And this off season, like this spring, early in the spring, I kind of actually figured out how to engage my legs and kind of use my core more. So now I'm getting a lot more push off the mound, which helps with even more speed and more movement. And that's probably been the key factor, honestly.
It has resulted in a lot of success. Your team as a whole continues to win, but I know you guys, I'm sure, probably dwell at least a little bit on the end of last year, getting to the region final and losing to a very good Twin Cedars team. Talking to your coaches, they've set some pretty high goals. Do you have the same kind of pretty lofty standards for the end of this year?
Yeah, I think ever since I started playing varsity as an eighth grader, you know, like the beginning of the year, we come together as a team and we write down a short-term goal and a long-term goal. And we've done that every year. And every single year, every single girl on the team has had the same goal throughout the season. You know, our short-term, we win all the games that we can. We're in every game. Like, you know, we're winning. And then that long-term goal is eventually to make it to the state tournament.
Well, you guys are right on track, it looks like, to be in the hunt yet again this season. Congrats on an awesome start to the year, Carly, and we wish you the best of luck with everything else this summer.
Well, thank you.
That's Carly Goodwin, junior pitcher with Sigourney Savage's softball, the undefeated team that is ranked number 5 in the state in Class 1A currently. And Carly added 4 more perfect innings in the circle with 10 strikeouts in a win earlier this week, meaning she is now 7-0 with a 0.64 ERA. Hasn't walked a single batter, has struck out 87 in just over 40 innings pitched. A big couple of impressive stats, and obviously a worthy choice with those 2 perfect games under her belt as well to be the Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week.